Too bad you can't register hashtags. There's, I mean, but you own That Tech Girl.
Yes, but some people actually spell out the word hashtag in their handle.
That's your mom.
I've seen that.
That's your mom.
Has anyone called you pound sign that. That Tech Girl?
Well, you know, that would be the 40 plus crowd.
I see. So that's Liam's
name. Yeah. Pound sign, That Tech Girl.
No, but every TV show has a hashtag and puts it in their lower thirds.
Yes.
And this is, by the way, the universally accepted gang sign for hashtags. Am I right?
And Slack logo.
No?
I've never seen anyone do it in real life besides right now. So
don't people do that on Instagram and stuff? Am I doing that wrong? Wait a minute, like that? Are both fingers facing out?
Watch the intern.
This looks like I'm getting. Got it. This looks like I don't want to get acid thrown in my eyes more than like I'm hashtagging. Hashtag.
¿Por qué no los dos?
All right. I am not. My hashtag foo is not strong.
It's okay.
So wait, back to the point. Like 10 minutes ago, why do you have a hashtag?
Why don't you have a hashtag?
Exactly. That's the right answer.
That's the right answer.
She's right.
Okay.
And she just nailed you.
All right. All right.
Rebuke yourself. We're going to get you a hashtag.
What is a hashtag, though? Let's really get down to it. Because I, by the way, I happen to know the guy who invented them.
Yeah. Just wow.
Chris Messina.
Oh, sure.
He just topped everybody.
And right. Chris said, Chris proposed on Twitter, probably 2008, probably around 2007, 2008. You know, we really ought to have some way of indicating that this is a topic and so that you can organize it. And really what a hashtag is a search term.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So on Twitter, it has become that. When you click the hashtag, you actually do a search for all of that. But I think that came later. I think really that's the idea, is this is a canned search.
Hashtag just really cultivates your conversation and lets you actually build the story and see who is involved in the story, who wants to talk with you, and add their input without having to at you all the time. So
here is the official ASL hashtag sign, and it's kind of what we were talking about. So you have your front hand with the back of your fingers facing out, your back hand with the back of your face facing in, so you're touching the insides of your fingers, and you tap the back hand twice. Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Everybody? Hashtag. Hashtag That Tech Girl.
Hashtag.
Hashtag twit.
I hashtag twit already.
Hashtag Leo's hairdo. Yeah.
I think, though, I have to say that it's certainly a good marketing idea to have a hashtag, but really the idea is it's supposed to be kind of organic, that hashtags emerge, you know, as a subject becomes a big subject. And it's actually interesting to watch the fight over what the official hashtag will be, you know?
The thing is, you can't own a hashtag. You just have to dominate.
That's kind of what I mean.
A hashtag.
You could say your hashtag That Tech Girl, but it's really not up to you to decide. It's up to the community to say, no, she is That Tech Girl. And we've seen with different, Ferguson, Black Lives Matter, we've seen hashtags emerge and become accepted.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question Black Lives Matter there is no other hashtag. That's the hashtag, right?
Yes.
Also, TCOT, which is popular among conservatives.
TCOT.
Top conservative on Twitter.
Yep.
Yes.
If you want to have a really fun time on Twitter that day, read that search.
Yeah.
It's a whole kettle of fish.
Wait a minute. I don't understand. Has somebody become every day a different day?
No. It's just the conversation on the tag.
It's an organic way that conservatives manage to stay in touch with other people around their
movement.
TCOT.
Yeah. All right, that's good.
Every party, every person, every conversation has their own hashtag.
And that's what you see when you go to the Twitter trends.
Don't tweet it, though. Search it, though. Don't tweet it.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, I just tweeted TCOT.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
This has been Twit.
He's like trying to tweet it. Like, don't do that.
Grandpa, don't tweet your hashtags.
You're jumping into the kettle of fish at that point.
I typed into the wrong thing. I wouldn't have tweeted it.
It's like typing a hashtag into Google.
I know. Have you ever done that, though, really?
Yeah, my dad.
Hashtag adult diapers, and then you.
All
and
the
then,
time. No.
Yeah.
But my dad is really funny. He doesn't really understand Twitter. So he'll say to me, we were driving once, and he said, you know, Lauren, I search you on Google every once in a while when I want to keep up with you. And I said, oh, Daddy, that's really nice. He said, I came across your Twitter once. I don't know what the hell you're saying.
It sounds like you had a stroke. When you read people's Twitter, it sounds like gibberish. It's like because you only have so few characters and you have to hashtag. And it's a shorthand.
Yeah, Lauren, what do you mean area reporter finds donuts?
What do you mean?
Well, Dad, it's an old meme based on news reporting from the 1940s.
There's a cultural... And that's why you young people are here, because there is a, and it's fascinating to me, but there's a 20-something cultural basis that you guys come from. Things like this zoo tycoon.
No, that's not us. That's just her.
That's just me.
That's definitely just her.
Well, who is that again?
This is Isabel.
Yeah. Isabel from what?
Isabel is from Animal Crossing. I don't understand.
This is hashtag is addictive as well.
Animal Crossing was one of the best-selling games.
Hashtag Animal Crossing.
Actual point to make.
Hmm. Yeah, please.
I think it's addictive, and also to your point of, you know, being in a younger demographic, I find myself actually saying hashtag.
Yeah.
Saying the word.
I feel like that's a bad thing.
And not just typing it.
No, I noticed when my daughter posts on Instagram, and I don't understand because that's a lot of typing. There'll be 10 hashtags in there. I see that
only
a lot.
Only 10. She stops at 10 hashtags?
Only 10.
Wow.
So you see gotta hit the maximum 30,
guys, if you're serious about Instagram. If you're serious about building
what
your
is
following.
And the thing about Instagram, unlike Twitter, you can't click a hashtag.
Oh, definitely you can.
Oh, you can on Instagram?
Yes. I have literally spent possibly 20 hours on Instagram searching hashtags.
Because Instagram won't let you click a link.
It's amazing.
Like if you put a link, okay, here's unicorn hair. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and it'll go to all the unicorn hair photos.
And you search across the world for everyone who has unicorn hair.
Holy cow, who knew there was...
That's no one. Unicorns aren't real.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
It is.
So really, that's what hashtag means. It's a thing.
Hashtag it's a thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, she's right.
So it's a thing, though, is kind of what you're saying with a hashtag. And that's what you should tell your dad. Yeah. Well, when you see things like that, it's a thing.
Yeah, I think I might just drop him like a primer on Kantian philosophy and just say, this will have all the answers.
This is phenomenal,
just
not
categorical imperative.
The categorical,
hashtag,
yeah. Right. This is Maslow's hierarchy of hashtags.
If you got that joke, please go outside.
You guys are too intellectual.